How are you doing? And later on, switch on the TV. They give me the news, they give half-truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
We are? Okay. Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. On this Monday night program of the broadcast, and we are right now attempting to dial up our guest, and hopefully we will be able to meet with success. And I understand we've been having phone problems here and there, so hopefully we won't have them now. Our guest will be John Rankowski. John Rankowski is one of the survivors of the USS Liberty attack that took place in international waters on June 8th of 1967. We are coming up now on the 40th anniversary of that attack, and John Rankowski was one of those who was in a position, I believe, as radio man, who was unfortunately right there in the thick of it, in the action, in the attack, the assault on the Liberty that was created by the State of Israel and its IDF, the Defense Forces. And so we do have him on the lines. Good. All right. So having said that, let me just take the moment to welcome you, John Rankowski, to our program. Hello, John.
Rick, how you doing?
Okay, I'm doing all right. How are you doing these days?
It's not too bad.
Not too badly?
No, it's been a pretty good year, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
I think I've been over to 10-year sickness, and
I know you've had your problems. I recall,
unfortunately, looks pretty good this year.
Well, I'm happy for that.
Thank you very much. Thank you. We got some good news tonight, as a matter of fact.
Well, I'm happy to hear that too.
I will share that with you. It's in a little while. Okay.
Good. Very good. Well, you know, you're not a stranger to my program, anyway.
Right.
We've had you on now for the past couple of years on this network and also on other programs that I've hosted over the years, and it's been my pleasure to be able to talk to you and also some of the others who were on the Liberty as well.
Well, we're very thankful to be able to tell the story and tell the truth about the story, and eyewitnesses and what happened, that's most important.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of this stuff was made up, and it was made up by Israel and our government, some of our people in government, just to hush this up. And after Jim Ennis wrote the book in 1982, mm-hmm. things got different. We were able to live quite a different life, us guys, that survived the attack. And the families that gave us the will to fight again, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And thank God we got guys like you that let us tell this thing and how we have progressed over the years.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're only too happy to be able to do that for you. It's just a pity that it's us, we, that have to do it, because the so-called mainstream media have neglected their duties to report on news on important issues affecting the United States and her citizens, her military, and these cases that have been overlooked, conveniently, of course, by the media over the years have just, shamed, shamed everyone involved, and I'm glad to be able to be part of the chorus exposing it. So thank you, John. We'll be right back with you. We'll take calls tonight for our guest, John Rankowski, USS Liberty survivor. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. Stay tuned.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
First step in winning the war, spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
And we're back now with John Rankowski. And John, for those who don't know your rank and your position in the on the Liberty ship, and then we'll go from there as to what happened that day and so forth. Why don't you tell us a little bit about you?
All right. I joined the service back in the end of 1965 and went through a boot camp, went on to the ship, the Liberty, on March of 66 and made my first med cruise right shortly thereafter. My rate was an E3 aboard the ship. I was in the boiler room and part of the engineering. And I really enjoyed it as a young kid. I loved did like the Navy. I liked the structure, and making more rate was good. Mm-hmm. And we had a lot of fun. And the Liberty was a good ship to learn on because we sailed alone. You were not with the fleet, and we really had time to learn, and we had time to drill, and we were really quite a crew. And that was proven to me not only by saving the ship, but by getting on to the next ship I served on after that. It was night and day difference. So I really enjoyed what I did on the Liberty.
Now, the Liberty ship itself had been, out of service for years. Was it a World War II ship?
Right, World War II Victory Hall ship, and it was the SS Simmons. And they sailed her back and forth from San Francisco to the Pacific. And actually, they used to carry bananas aboard that ship and to our troops over there. And then they put her in mothballs after World War II. And 1964, they started making these Liberty ships, these listening platforms. So Liberty was brought out, and for about a year and a half, they they put many millions of dollars into antennas and research gear. It was all the latest equipment that they you could get. It was not my department at all. I had nothing to do with that. But there were 94 or 95 guys that were CTs and in different rates in that area where they were communication technicians. And the other part of the ship was made up of people like myself, the engineering department, and the guys who took care of the steam and the electric, and the other guys that took care of the paint, and that was the deck force. So it was virtually a three-division ship that that it ran, and we ran by ourselves, and it was something. It really was. And the gear, it had the latest gear that you could think of. They spared no expense.
I understand that when it had been totally refurbished and reconditioned, that as a recon ship, it was probably one of the most advanced in terms of intelligence gathering technology for the time, right?
It was. That Liberty was the best. It had the best equipment, the most modern, and I mean, just not knowing that much about what they did down there. I know a little bit more now after the years, but they were we were the we had everything.
Right.
Nothing was spared. And even what they call a moon spoon was put on there that you know, they were able to bounce messages from the moon back to back to the NSA or back to the Pentagon, and it would be instantly. You know, it's like picking up a telephone today. But back then, they developed a type of radar that was not being able to, I don't know if they would call it radar, but whatever beam that they used to knock, it was a spiral, and nobody could penetrate it. So all their stuff they sent back to to the United States was right to the United States. Nobody could ever get that information. So it was a top dog back then.
What were they, like 45 antennae on top?
I think there were about 47 antennas on there, and they were all different sizes. Antennas on antennas, big drums and with wires and everything in them, and then wires coming out of a lower place. It looked like a big porcupine. It really did.
So clearly it would appear to have been a reconnaissance ship,
they knew,
and obviously
was,
not a warship.
Anybody that came close to us, they knew who we were and what we did, definitely.
Of course, you had the American flag flying rather copiously up above, right?
Absolutely. No American ship, you know, there is no such thing as false flags or anything. Not with the American Navy. The American Navy, you fly your, you're out to sea, you fly that ship, that flag all the time. And on the holidays and that, you put out the holiday ensign, which is as big as can be. It's a 9-by-13-inch or 13-foot flag. So that flag was there that day, I mean, and every day. And the ship was ship-shaped. That's all we had to do was, other than do their equipment down below and do their monitoring, we cleaned that ship up. It was spick and span, and we drilled. We drilled every day. We had different types of drills. The captain was a stickler about it. We lacked for, you know, it was a boredom killer most of all.
And the captain, who is it, McGonagall, I believe it
was? Captain McGonagall.
Yes.
Old Shep, we used to call him. He's
yeah, now he's passed on, right?
Yes, he's passed on about 4 years, 5 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Had a cancer, and he was quite a guy. He, I'm not going to speak for him, but it seemed like at the end he knew that he was taken advantage of, and he knew that what the government was saying was a lie. And he had come out actually saying that he was led to believe a different. But just before he died, he says he was positive that Israel knew who we were, and our government helped cover that up.
Mm-hmm.
So he's quite a guy, really was.
Yes, yes. Now you say you were in the boiler room operations.
Yep, I was part of the engineering crew. And
I thought you had been in radio communication. Was it one of the others that we interviewed? Was it John Gudesco or
John Gudesco? Right. John was he was an officer aboard the ship, and he was part of that CT stuff. And communication technician stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you probably talked to other people. I don't know if you talked to Joe Lentini.
No, not Joe, but we did speak with Ron Kukla.
Kukla. He was the CT. He was his first classified officer.
We had a very emotional interview with him a year or so ago, yes.
Yeah, Ron went through quite some trouble there. He was down where the I'm sure he was down where the torpedo hit, and
yes, exactly.
That was a 5 foot miss from where we were. If it would have hit where we were, it would have been no ship. It would have just exploded and went down.
As fate would have it, if you want to call it that, the ship survived this attack by some miracle. Although the intention, I think most believe, clearly was to sink the vessel completely.
Oh, yes, definitely, definitely. There was no doubt in our minds that 72 minutes of this attack, and by the grace of God, that the torpedo, you know, they missed with the four of them, and the fifth one they shot at us, hit a structure that didn't let it do its damage. We were just very fortunate. Believe me, very fortunate.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted us down. They didn't want us picking up any of their information that what they were planning on doing, because the war was virtually over. They'd won the war. I guess almost the first day they disabled Nasser, and then they went into Syria and
Jordan. Yep.
It was wild. They just dominated. Israelis just dominated, and we were there to listen. Our people were there to listen, and they didn't want anybody knowing what they were doing. And the land that they were taking, it was not theirs. They did that the next day after they did that to us. They were supposed to do it evidently that day, but they chose to try to wipe us out first. But then they couldn't do it, and then took the Golan the next day, and they're still fighting for it 40 years later, which makes no sense.
When we continue, and the break is coming up in a minute, but
sure.
I want you to give us what you believe was at that particular time, as you say, the war was basically over. What do you think was the key reason why the ship came under attack, and why the Israelis wanted to sink it and destroy all of the information that had been recorded on that ship? Give us your personal view, as well as the view of others. Obviously, you know, there have been many people who have opined on it, from James Bamford and his books, and others who have written, Liberty Survivors and historians that have written about it, as well as those who still believe that, Israel had nothing to do with it. It was just an accident. They didn't know, and all of that. So
I got a little something that'll kind of shock you tonight anyway.
Oh, good.
I'll keep that
sure.
for a little of it later.
And then we'll talk about your upcoming event and also the breaking news that you have this year and how veterans are beginning to get on board, as they say. Pardon the pun. All right, we'll be back. Rick Adams, my guest, John Rankowski, USS Liberty Survivors Group. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. We'll take calls in a little bit, so you stay tuned.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, we're back with USS Liberty survivor John Rankowski. And, John, that question I asked you about what was the motivation, what was the reason that the Israeli Defense Forces decided to single out the Liberty for attack? What have you come up with? What is your best offering or explanation?
Well, there's a couple theories, but the biggest thing is that they know our capabilities, and they know the range of our monitoring, and they knew the range of the CIA monitoring and the capabilities, and what they were planning on doing, they did the next day instead of the day they attacked us, was take on more land. Moshe Dayan was, the war was over, but they were not over. They wanted 20 miles more, and they went and did it after they came and attacked us. And that's why they attacked us, because we knew, evidently, that's what they were going to do. That's one theory, and probably the best that's out there. If they would only actually come out and be truthful and stop lying after all these years, it would be something nice to put to bed. But little things break every now and then, there's been things that have broke over this past year, and one was tonight. I actually tell you, there's a book that was, I'll tell you it now. The book that's just been written by an author named Tom Segev, S-E-G-E-V. Mm-hmm. It was released, yes. I guess, today or yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It's called 1967.
Yes.
Six-Day War. And there's three pages on the USS Liberty. And I'm going to read you one little paragraph. And it's... second page, this is Arthur Goldberg suggested to Averill Harriman that we be careful because Johnson was extremely angry. Goldberg also revealed that the ambassador, to the ambassador Harriman, that the Americans had managed to record the Israeli pilots during the attack, and the recordings proved that they knew the target was an American vessel. Arthur Goldberg told Averill Harriman there was only one way out of this crisis. Israel had to put somebody on trial, which they never did. So there it is in one little paragraph. I almost died when it's the first time it's been in print. I was blown away, and I just learned this about 8 o'clock tonight. Jim Ennis had emailed this to me. And yes. He didn't even know I was going to be on. I was going to call him and tell him we're going to be on. And I said, can I share this? He said, go right ahead. This is such breaking news. It's unbelievable. This is Arthur Goldberg, one of our leaders back in 67, and to Ambassador Averill Harriman, telling them that, you know, and now we got to get the NSA to get off their duffs and give us those tapes. That proved that the pilots knew that they were attacking. We've always said that. And now, with this here, and this this proves that they knew who they were attacking.
Beyond any shadow of a doubt.
I was blown away.
I don't imagine that they would really want that to happen, and that most in the media, as controlled as it is, would want that to come out as well. You know, we've been interviewing people on this program about the Pearl Harbor attack, showing conclusively how Roosevelt wanted the attack and how they had already broken the codes. They knew when it was coming and basically where and so forth. And if that myth that it was a surprise attack had been shattered, you know, by people like Tom Kimmel, who's the eldest living grandson of Admiral Kimmel, who's done the research, then, of course, that would mean the whole myth of World War II and the so-called victory over fascism would have to be exploded, would have to be destroyed with it. And Roosevelt and all the false heroes would have to go. Now, you can imagine the same thing today with... much bigger fish to fry. The whole Israel question about Israel, our ally, Israel, our, quote, democratic, peace-loving, innocent, defensive nation in the Middle East, that whole mythology would have to go right down the tubes. And, you know, I mean, there's a lot of people, John, that, as you know, are willing to probably die first before they allow that to happen.
Absolutely. Well,
yeah.
I'll tell you, to go along with this, this week there was a the Navy Times did a story. A fellow named I'm going to get it right here. Hold on. His name is Brian Jordan.
Yes.
He wrote a story in the Navy Times about the way that the United States sent out I'm looking for the correct. I don't want to be wrong about this.
Right. Right.
It's called the DD 1300 form, and that is what they call a form that sent to the families of the killed aboard the ship. And on some of those forms that were sent out on the next day, the 9th, it said that they were accidentally killed. And basically, that is I'll wait till you come back.
All right. We'll get that information. We'll be back in 3 minutes. We'll pursue this discussion with our guest, John Rankowski. We'll take calls, 800-313-9443. Rick Adams, stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payment, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Okay, we're back now, and John Rankowski with me, USS Liberty. You've been referring to the Goldberg book and the birth of the settlements and pages in this effort by Mr. Goldberg, a U.S. ambassador to the U.N., and oh, my goodness, there's so much, so many opinions and so much put out there, and it's just amazing how little of this commentary actually attracts any kind of substantial attention whatsoever in the media. But right. You were saying, John, you were just going to make a point.
I was just going to make a point, Rick, on this article in the Navy Times by this Bryant Jordan.
Yes.
He wrote in, the letters that went out on this DD 1300 form, like a telegram to each of the 25 out of the 34 sailors that were killed, saying that it was an accident, and they did it actually, it was against the law what they did, because there was no court of inquiry done. There was nothing other than somebody just went ahead and did it. And for them to do it that way, we could have never declared that the people were killed in action. We would have never got any medals, Purple Hearts. We would have got nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And the government finally got smart and fought for us that we didn't ever even know that they were fighting for us. And there were too many World War II survivors that were aboard knew that, you know, there were, people were killed in action. There was no this accidental garbage.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was quite an article. It's in the Navy Times. You can get it on Jim Ennis's on the USSLiberty.org webpage.
USSLiberty.org, right?
Right, webpage. The whole story is there.
You know, before we take calls and get into so many aspects of this, one wonders what would have happened, what Lyndon Johnson would have done had all of you been killed that day. And the ship sunk.
It would have been a lot easier for him, I'll tell you that.
It would have been just a quick done deal, huh?
Oh, yes, and it could have been a couple of different things. It could have been forgotten and blamed the Arabs. They could have went in and started fighting with Israel against the Arabs. Mm-hmm. But the Arabs were already beat. You know, they had no air force at all. They were beat on the ground. So... I don't know. I really don't know.
It's interesting you bring that scenario up because one of the first things that Israel did, besides saying it was an accident and the government accepting Israel's apology, case closed, was that they had tried to blame Egypt for this attack.
In the beginning. Oh, definitely.
Right from the beginning.
Oh,
That was their official story, their explanation that it was an Egyptian vessel that was responsible for this. I mean, Air Force, rather.
That's right.
And that they thought also that it was an Egyptian ship.
Absolutely.
And it was clear by just a few explanations that I've given here from the historical record that it would be pretty difficult to mistake this ship for an Egyptian warship.
Absolutely.
Or an Egyptian, recon ship, as a matter of fact.
Absolutely. These, they tried so much back then. It was, everything they did was preposterous as far as by not killing us, it gave, it gave so many theorists an avenue to go wherever they wanted to go, you know? And
now,
we just had to be quiet about the whole thing. But again,
what has the reception have? Have you talked to any of the presidential contenders about this issue and about your plight? In particular, people like say John McCain, for instance.
No, we have talked to very few sitting Congress or senators. We do have a sitting representative that is going to meet with us. Hello?
Mm-hmm. Yes?
Is that me or you?
I don't know. I think I may have a little bit of mic problem. Is it okay? Am I coming in all right? Am I coming in good now?
You're coming in okay. Now I can hear you all right. Are you there?
He says I'm fuzzy.
You are fuzzy. Yeah, you are fuzzy, but I can hear you.
Well, I don't know why. I'm not doing anything different. Weird.
But, I lost my tree. Oh, yeah, we do have a sitting representative coming and going to actually talk to us at the reunion. And he's going to give us some time to ask some questions and give him some information. And
right.
But any other time that people have tried to help us, they've found themselves out of office. And it's been three or four different times, and it's surprising how quick they go.
Oh, yes. Can you name a few?
And Cynthia McKinney is one of them.
She's one of the most recent, yes.
Yeah, it's most recent. They beat her right after she made a statement about us into the public record. They got a Republican woman to run against her. Then she won it back, and then she lost it again under her own power. And there was a Congressman Nick Mavralis. He tried to help us. We had a meeting with him, took all our information, and within a year he was gone. So you know, that's two that just come off the top of our head. Jim Ennis was lucky to talk with when he first started with this. Jim Abrisk, he was a senator, right? He got taken out. And but when this whole thing started, Adlai Stevenson tried to help, and he actually found his person himself gone too. So, I mean, it's been a hot topic all these years, but these little things that come out and start breaking now, I mean, I am just blown away by this fellow Tom Segev. And even though he writes this, you know, this one part which really makes, you know, the point that they knew who they were attacking, and there are tapes to prove it, his opinion still it was an accident.
Yes. Well, I mean, I brought up McCain because his father was there as part of the Navy.
He was part of the problem.
He was part of the cover-up, yeah.
Oh, yeah. President Johnson told him, you know, this thing.
Right.
And he did.
A recent apologist like, I think it was Mr. Crystal, J. Crystal.
Oh, jeez.
And his book on the Liberty. Man. Amazing, because what they'll always say is, and he says in his book, is that there were something like 12 official investigations into the U.S.
Which is a lie. It's the biggest lie of all. Nothing has ever been investigated.
Nothing. Congressional inquiry was permitted, and you were all told to just keep your mouth shut when you first came.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've even went so far as we have it on the Internet, on the webpage now. Mm. We went to the Library of Congress, the librarian, and we made her do a search for any congressional investigation. And she's come back with a statement, there has never been a congressional investigation of the USS Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
So here Mr. Crystal hits and runs. And he's still got the audacity to come back every now and then to, you know, it's just, it galls me that he, I don't know.
There are people, there are professional agitators. I know I used to get on forums, political forums on the net, and read these experts that came out of nowhere who were never on the Liberty, they were never in the service, were never in that part of the world, weren't even around at that time. Then all of a sudden, they know more than you.
Absolutely.
And I'm always perplexed by that. I tend to get a little bit, inquisitive when I see that. People who are like Crystal and others who somehow know more than the people who were there aboard the ship at the time and would move heaven and earth to prevent an official inquiry to come out. And now, really, 40 years later, a whole generation or more has gone by, and we have just forgotten about all of these episodes. I mean, I have. You haven't. Americans will never forget, but the conditioning of the American people by the media to forget these things, not the Holocaust, and not, quote, the important things, but to forget the Liberty, to forget these things that affect others, the slaughter of the Palestinians, to forget all of that, and the occupation of the West Bank, these things today. They just feel, hey, who cares now? I mean, it's 40 years. What difference does it make?
When it was fresh, they
would say, no, well, we didn't want to investigate it then because it was too close to the time, you know. Now they're saying it's too far away from the time.
You guys, you're crying in your beer. And I've heard it all. I've done so many of these interviews over the years and just trying to pour my heart out. You pour your heart out of what you know and what you did and what we think and somebody will come along and, it's 40 years ago. Let's take it and forget it. My God. The interest that has surrounded the USS Liberty lately has been phenomenal. Jim Ennis on our webpage has a map, and it changes, like, hourly of where these hits are coming in from around the world. Mm-hmm. And if you ever go there and take a look, you can see that from the United States to Australia to, South Africa, Hawaii, I mean, they're all in little red dots. I mean, the people out there are, they're tuned in to what's going on with this. I mean, it's unbelievable that we, to be able to trace this now, so.
Well, the internet definitely is a major part of this, isn't it?
Oh, yes, definitely. Definitely.
Right.
That's not only helped us, but it's gotten good information out there, and it's helped us find truthful information.
Yeah, I mean, the year before, I believe, that you were on here, you had put out a press release, and I know we were among the very first to get it, and I even forget, to be honest with you now, what exactly it said, but it was pretty new information about the Liberty incident, and it was given to all the media, and not one of the major media covered the story.
Now, we've done it over the years, even locally here in Rochester, New York, where I'm from. I've told them, 40 years has come, and we're having a reunion, and if you'd like some information on it, nothing. No calls, no nothing. But my town did pass a nice proclamation this year for us.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. And the town.
Which town is that?
It's town of Greece, New York.
Right.
And they really did a nice job. It was a nice surprise. And I got another one from the town of Grafton, Wisconsin, where our library is. Their town did a proclamation for us also. So that was a big surprise. Sometimes, you think you're getting forgotten, and all of a sudden you get a little slap in the head to say, nope, we didn't forget you. Here we are, which is nice.
Well, that's for sure, and I know the VFW, the Veterans of Foreign War, expressed an interest, haven't they?
Have they ever? I was told years ago that it's your own kind that's going to help you make it or break it, and I believe that to the, to the nth degree now. They did a heck of a story, and I'm looking at it right now. It's, the full thing is on Jim's webpage, or on the USS Liberty webpage.
Mm-hmm.
It says it's awesome. This is the heroism and defense of the USS Liberty. Nobody's ever written about what the guys actually did.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a Richard Kolb that did the story on it, and he blew us away.
Mm-hmm.
Just what the guys actually did, and it was really done well. And the VFW had the guts to go ahead and do and print it.
Yes.
That was wonderful.
And, again, the website that you're referring people to is usslibertynetwork.org, right?
Yes.
Okay. And you have a personal website, or rather a personal email?
Oh, I'm on there. You can get a hold of me on there. I'm on there. There's a bunch of us that you could ask questions on there. Jim, Ennis, myself, Joe Meadows. You okay?
Right. Yeah, the war crimes report filed by the USS Liberty survivors.
That's on there.
That was, I think, one of the things that you had talked about last year in the press room.
Yes, that's right. I was trying to think.
That was
said.
It.
Yeah,
in fact, charging the war crime, and I put out the press release as well.
Right.
And you get you got no acknowledgement in the media whatsoever.
Not a thing. It was amazing that we to this day, would you believe we have not got an answer?
Mm-hmm. And no, I believe
by
it.
Law,
believe me, John. I believe it. Yes.
By law, the Department of Defense is supposed to answer. Yay, nay, or whatever, or even we got your report, they have done nothing.
Now, Robert McNamara was Secretary of Defense.
Yeah.
And he didn't waste any time in accepting Israel's apology, did he?
As far as I know, he was one of the first. But
Secretary of State Rusk, of course, took a different tact.
Yes, even President Johnson, in this article I told you about, this new book, 1967,
mm-hmm.
It even says in there, and I was kind of surprised too, that President Johnson, they caught the Newsweek magazine, caught President Johnson saying that it was a deliberate attack.
Oh, yes.
It's in there.
I believe that, too. He wouldn't say it publicly, but he knew it.
But he actually did say it in public. That's how the news...
Not before all of the media and cameras, before the American public, though.
No, just in a slip of the tongue for the magazine. And,
exactly.
And he recanted himself, but I was surprised that... But there's no other than McNamara, like Dean Rusk and the others, they all believed it was a deliberate attack.
Now, what about other groups that are, there were Jewish soldiers, Jewish Navy personnel on that ship, right?
Right, yep.
And how do they feel about this attack?
They're Americans, they're mad as hell.
And they have been ignored as well.
Absolutely.
And dismissed as, a bunch of anti-Semites?
They can't be anti-Semites. They are Semites, unfortunately. But they're American first, you know?
Well,
the
ADL would not appreciate that, and, you know,
JDL just came out on the 30th and wrote an article that about us. I was flabbergasted that we are having our...
I'll pick up on that when we come back. Stay where you are, John Rantowski.
Yeah.
Our guest, survivor of the USS Liberty attack by Israel in international waters in 1967. We'll take calls. Stay on the line, those of you. We'll be back, and we'll continue into hour number two with our guest, Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, Radio Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
We're back now, and we're going to continue. The question you were just raising had to do with really the statement that you were making, John, about the JDL. Now, what was the statement about them?
It was funny. They wrote in their paper, I think it was the 31st, that they came out with a statement that the USS Liberty veterans are having their reunion, their 40th year reunion down in Washington, and they've invited all their anti-Semite friends. And it was so terrible of a announcement. Just to make that kind of a statement, it makes you angry, you know. And I think that's what.
Well,
they do.
That's the proof that there is no logical refutation of everything you're saying. It is just a name calling type of thing, a smear, and hope that people will buy into it.
My wife just got done watching, while you and I are talking, there's a two-hour PBS special on the Six-Day War.
Mm-hmm.
They went through the whole thing from how it started with Nasser and Abu Ibn, and it went through 22 days of it, and not once did they mention the USS Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
Not once.
Well, I
can't. It was wild. And
I can imagine they would do the same thing with World War II and just not mention the Holocaust. I suppose.
Yeah,
I suppose.
Yeah.
No, I'm being a little facetious.
There. I'm not going to touch that.
Nope. But then again, that's what we're dealing with here. And you know, it's so blatant, though. It's so in your face.
It is.
Bias and this subservience, really, to the. The puppeteers that are in control of the media today is it is pitiful, and you know, it only reinforces everything I've been saying and everything we've been saying about the corruption in the media. And this is a disgrace, because this media has wrapped itself up in the flag and in the Middle East, embedded journalists now in this latest war. They pretend they're interested in the plight of our men and women, you know, who are being killed there. And yet, you know, this is right out of the pages of history. And,
horrendous.
Hey,
it's horrendous.
Man, I mean, you just, you know, how do you ignore it?
No, you can't. I got the biggest lesson of my life, and I knew none of this politics stuff. When I started going out and talking on this, I got asked to go to different places and start talking. And as I was go for question and answer, somebody would always come up and say, you know, you're an anti-Semite. And I says, how can I'm anti-Semite. I was there. I'm just a survivor. I'm telling you what I know. And then that so-called person who said it would just get up and go. And that would usually be the last question of the night.
Yeah, there's usually plants, though. Many of these people would say.
Oh, yes. That would be usually the last question of the night. They somehow would get it. And that would leave people in the audience with that flavor.
Mm-hmm.
And it really used to irk me, but that was a heck of a learning lesson.
Well, you've learned a lot since then,
haven't
you, John?
Oh, my God. Have I ever?
Oh, my goodness. Unfortunate. But it has been a good experience for you, because now you're so much the wiser man. Over these years, and all of those survivors who, by the way, I know many keep dying every year, keep dying off, and really, when you think about the number, 34 killed right there on the ship, what was it, 175 or some?
174
severely injured,
wounded, yep.
Many of them amputees and so forth.
Yep.
And, you know, you think about that every year, it's further and further away from the event, and it seems further and further away from any concern on the part of any politician, because politicians don't have guts except a handful, and these politicians know what happens when they stand up for America rather than for Israel.
Amen,
all right,
my friend.
Stay with me. Stay with me, John. Hour number two, you can stay?
I'll be here.
Good. We got calls for you. The lines are busy. All right, we'll take calls when we come back for John Rankowski, who is on the Liberty ship, and he, of course, is here tonight for the program. Rick Adams, be right back on RBN.
With recent international flight from the